Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, we're running into allergy season now, and, you know, even at the best of times, seasonal allergy symptoms are really inconvenient and annoying, but certainly this time of year, especially with COVID-19, it's become a real problem because it's not surprising that allergy sufferers worry about COVID, since some of the symptoms actually are quite similar. So when we think of seasonal allergies, we think of a runny nose, watery eyes, coughing, sneezing, headaches, post-nasal drip, shortness of breath, and even a reduced sense of taste or smell. So, you know, if patients or people are thinking about, you know, they're worried about COVID, but then they also have seasonal allergies, it's an extra stress that they're thinking about. So let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about seasonal allergies. So, you know, when we think about seasonal allergies, they actually appear in the spring when the trees are pollinating. And pollen in the air can actually trigger our bodies to release these powerful chemicals called histamine. And that releases, actually leads to the allergy symptoms. So when we think of allergies, the type of pollen is actually important because some patients or some people will actually get seasonal allergies in the spring, some in the fall. And allergy triggers at this time of year are actually usually tree pollen. They're actually not pollen from flowers. And actually, to complicate things even more, the start of the spring allergy season can vary from year to year. So allergy sufferers don't actually realize it's started until the symptoms actually appear. And it's also important to note that allergies of any kind can develop later in life. So, you know, I have patients even, you know, in their 50s and 60s, and they say, well, I've never had allergies before, but now they're noticing that they're sniffling more and they have allergy issues. The type of pollen in various different regions can differ. We see different pollen, for example, across the country, and even differences between southern Ontario and northern Ontario. And what's really interesting is, you know, there's different kinds of trees that are contributing to these allergies, things like birch and oak and ragweed. These are common culprits, but often when I do food sensitivities, for example, we actually see cross-reactivity, for example, between the birch pollen with other foods with patients are eating, for example, almonds or wheat or carrots, and certainly with ragweed, there's a cross-reactivity with things like apples, bananas, cantaloupe, and many other fruits and vegetables. So sometimes when we do food sensitivities, I actually inform patients about the cross-reactivity because they might notice that their seasonal allergies are worse when they're eating these foods. And the other thing that's really interesting is that we've noticed that climate change can actually affect seasonal allergies. And we've actually seen an increase in the length of time of seasonal allergies and even the percentage of Canadians that are reporting pollen or grass allergies. We've seen an increase since about, there was a study done in 2017 that actually found that 40% of Canadians reported pollen and grass allergies compared to previous times where it's only been between 10 and 25%. So certainly if people are having some symptoms or they suspect that they're going to have some symptoms of allergies, they can give me a call and we can chat about some seasonal allergy treatments. And next week I'm going to talk about some steps to reduce seasonal allergy symptoms as well.
Someone is having symptoms and are uncomfortable and they want to deal with their seasonal allergies naturally. All you have to do is call Dr. Betty. The phone number 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thornhillnaturopathic.ca. And the contact information, as always, is on my website, marilyns.ca. And that way you can call Dr. Betty. She offers you a complimentary consultation. You can do it by phone or book an appointment. All you have to do is take down the number and take your action. 905-707-2001. Don't wonder what you're allergic to. Find out and learn how to deal with it naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.